Blackstone Audio presents Valis by Philip K. Dick. Chapter 1. Horselover Fat's nervous breakdown began the day he got the phone call from Gloria asking if he had any Nembutals. He asked her why she wanted them, and she said that she intended to kill herself. She was calling everyone she knew. By now she had 50 of them, but she needed 30 or 40 more to be on the safe side. At once, Horselover Fat leaped to the conclusion that this was her way of asking for help. It had been Fat's delusion for years that he could help people. His psychiatrist once told him that to get well he would have to do two things: get off dope, which he hadn't done, and to stop trying to help people. He still tried to help people. As a matter of fact, he had no Nembutals. He had no sleeping pills of any sort. He never did sleeping pills. He did uppers. So giving Gloria sleeping pills by which she could kill herself was beyond his power. Anyhow, he wouldn't have done it if he could. "I have 10," he said, because if he told her the truth, she would hang up.
"Then I'll drive up to your place," Gloria said in a rational, calm voice, the same tone in which she had asked for the pills.
He realized then that she was not asking for help. She was trying to die. She was completely crazy. If she were sane, she would realize that it was necessary to veil her purpose, because this way she made him guilty of complicity. For him to agree, he would need to want her dead. No motive existed for him or anyone to want that. Gloria was gentle and civilized, but she dropped a lot of acid. It was obvious that the acid, since he had last heard from her 6 months ago, had wrecked her mind.
"What have you been doing?" Fat asked. "I've been in Mount Zion Hospital in San Francisco. I tried suicide, and my mother committed me. They discharged me last week."
"Are you kidding?"